The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And now we're talking about nicknames, where they come from and why we use them. Henry the Machine McKean reports.
Gail Flanagan, I'm a researcher in applied linguistics in the final year of my doctorate in the University of Limerick down in the currently sunny west of Ireland. We all have at least one nickname. It can be as simple and innocent as a derivation of your name. So in my case, Gail, can't be shortened, but I have friends who call me Gailie, Gailers, etc. It all starts within the family unit. In linguistic terms, we describe such nicknames as being part of the intimate discourse, how you talk within your family. Think of pet names that you may have had as a kid, and in fact still do. Then generally, after, you know, from the family, then we go into our next phase of our lives in school, making friends, becoming part of a group. And as part of that group identity, we tend to assign each other nicknames. For example, they can be a facet of how we look, ginger for somebody with red hair, and they're not always well-intentioned. Children can be cruel and can mock others, giving them a negative nickname. In the schoolyard, it's where we learn about belonging and sadly about not belonging. Nicknaming someone who is outside the group. And teachers are often assigned nicknames too. It's a bit of a them versus us. While children, teenagers don't have the power in the classroom, they can use nicknames to regain a bit of that in the verbal context. And this continues into adulthood, into the workplace. The teacher nicknames are replaced by some choice words for the manager at times. Colleagues can openly christen each other with nicknames. It can be a compliment, spreadsheet maestro, okay, not my most creative one, I'll admit. While nicknames can be powerful, and where they can be powerful is in the media and in the branding of products. Think of the Golden Arches. We all know which fast food outlet that refers to. Think, for example, of Margaret Thatcher. She was known as the Iron Lady. Negative connotations, but still it gives that impression of strength and not backing down. I was watching a documentary the other evening on the Spice Girls, and a fundamental part of their brand were their nicknames, from Baby Spice to Ginger Spice. That was no harm at all for merchandising, and at the time getting young women to identify with one of the characters in the group. Now it's Tay-Tay all the way. Mbappe even is known as Donatello. Nicknames are used to great effect in TVs and movies. We all know Rocky and the Dude for the Big Lebowski, for example. It's really all about identifying or distancing ourselves from others.
You lads, you're electricians?
Aye.
Any nicknames amongst you?
We've marked a spark there.
Lava Lamp.
Lava Lamp.
Yeah.
Who's Lava Lamp?
Kev.
So why are you called Lava Lamp?
Haven't a clue.
And nothing to do with the fact that you're an electrician. And that's why
probably.
A lamp. Who calls you that?
We're not very bright.
That's probably why it is.
And Mark the Spark, I mean, that's an obvious one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the second name was Shane, Marky Shane.
Which is quite ironic as well.
His second name is Shine.
Yeah.
And he's an electrician. Yeah. Mark the Spark Shine.
Yeah. Mark the Spark Shine.
My nickname is Shark, actually. Yeah.
Why Shark?
Well, I used to loan people some money. No, not really. My second name is White, and one of my friends, one day when we were playing football, we used to have a little game called, it was Attacks and Defenders and Sharks versus Dolphins. And me and my friend were the only two players that were always on the defenders. And so he started calling me Shark. And because my name is Kieran White, he called me the Great White Shark.
Wow, and it stuck.
And it stuck. And like every single person, except for the people I work with, call me Shark.
They call you Shark, not White Shark or Great
no,
White Shark.
No,
just
no,
Shark.
No. Yeah, just Shark.
And you do have kind of sharp teeth and you do look like a shark.
Yeah, I think there is some shark in my lineage somewhere, yeah. A lot of my friends have kind of animal names as well. Like
what are they called?
We have a fish, a dingo, a bull. I think bull was from Bull McCabe. Dingo, I think he was just a little fishy when he was in school. He was a bit of a messer, you know. And then Fish is actually his name. It's Richard
his
Fish.
His real name is Fish.
Yeah.
That's an unusual name, isn't it?
Yeah. He's well liked, though, well known because of his name.
You were having a chat about people in Rush and North County Dublin.
And their nicknames.
Tell us.
Well, it's a lot of farmers and wherever, and just some of the names are very funny, like Butsy. Butsy is, I shouldn't mention his name.
Why is it called Butsy?
Because his surname is Butterly.
And he's just known as Butsy locally.
Butsy. Yeah.
And he's a famous farmer.
And a cricketer.
I'm having a chat with Carrie Jackson. You work in sports TV in the United States. Obviously, you've got American football, baseball, and you name it. You have a lot of nicknames in sport over there, don't you?
Yes, we do. And it carries over into the people who work in television because it's just... When
and the
I
commentators
started,
as well.
Yes, I would say so. But like when I started, my initials are KJ. So people just started calling me that. And then they shortened my name to Care or Cage, like KJ, without me even telling. Like people like,
they
oh.
They call you Cage.
Yeah, they call me Cage. So some people.
But you don't, you know, get involved with cage fighting or anything like that.
No. But I also don't introduce myself. Like people just, because like I said, that's kind of, I think, part of sporting. People just pick up on something and they call
me. And then
the
name sticks.
Right. And then the name sticks and people say, oh, do you prefer to be called that? And I say, no, I mean, no, I didn't ask for it. So
OJ, the juice, because OJ, like things like that. Yeah. Happen all the time.
So my dad's friend from university, his name is Tim, but he's really good at playing the guitar, so everybody called him Riff, and now he only goes by Riff. We don't know anyone who calls him Tim.
He's called Riff.
Oh, Riff, yeah, yeah. And we also have a friend here in Dublin, Fred. He probably won't like I'm saying this story. In college, they used to have a pizza place by theirs called Freddy's, Fat Freddy's, and because he was the most overweight of his friend, his name was Kevin, but they always would call him Freddy, and now everyone calls him Fred. Even his kids call him Fred. No one calls him Kevin.
So my baby Judy, she has hundreds of nicknames. The current ones are Judel McDoodle, Puppy, Bunny,
Poppy and Bunny.
Yeah.
And does the baby understand?
Lamb chops. I think so, yeah. I was actually speaking to her in Irish yesterday a little bit as well, so.
Lamb chops.
Jude's, yeah, lamb chops, because she's starting to eat and the only food that she's been into so far has been a lamb chop.
Buggins as well.
Yeah, Buggins.
You have your own nicknames, what are they?
My mum calls me Jemsix, Jemmy.
Hello, Harry, this is Michael Chicken Brennan here. I'm a newly elected councillor in the Carrick and Shore local electrical area. Got elected on the 7th of June, and use my nickname on the ballot page. On the last couple of weeks coming up to the election, we discovered that while I was out canvassing with Alan Kelly, and the couple of days that Alan had been down with me, he was asking people and knocking on doors to vote for Michael Brennan, and everybody was saying to Alan, sure, Michael who? And he was saying Michael Brennan, and they were saying, should we know him as Chicken? So we decided then that it was time to put my name on the ballot paper as Michael Chicken Brennan, because I had been known as my childhood nickname. And how I became to have that nickname was, we lived in terrace housing there in Killinall in County Tipperary, and my uncle Paddy lived in 4 St Mary's Road, and my mother and father Mick and Helen Brennan lived in 10 St Mary's Road, and Paddy had a son called Michael Brennan as well, who had foxy red hair, and Paddy used rare bantam cocks and chickens and hens and pheasants and everything. And Michael was known going to school as Foxy Chicken Brennan. So a couple of years later, I came on behind Michael, and 2 or 3 years, I entered international school, and to distinguish the two of us as two Michael Brennans, I was just known then as Chicken. And even to this day, everywhere I go, everyone calls me Chicken, and I don't mind it. I'm 57 years of age, and, you know, I'll take it to the grave with me, and happy to do it as well, like. And, you know, there was other instances where we got mixed up. I remember when the Chinese opened in Kinnaugh the first night, and we rang in an order, and I gave my name as Chicken Brennan, and they rang back to the house, the hotel where we rang from, for the order, and they said they don't do Chicken Brennan, so, yeah.
Now, Henry McKean there with Michael Chicken Brennan, Labour Tipperary councillor.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.